4CBA Mobile.
KB4CBA KQ4LOO, how are you today?
I'm just fine and dandy. If I was any better, I couldn't stand it.
Yeah, I just got off of work not too long ago. I'm just hanging out here by the river for a few minutes and trying to get my downtime in.
All right, hang on, my wife's calling.
KQ4LOO standing by.
Hey, KP4CBA Mobile.
Yeah, my birthday was yesterday and I had to work, but I got off and did my little winding down thing like I always do, and then had a pool tournament last night, which I won my match, so that's good for my team on my league that I play in.
Happy birthday, and yeah, it seems like I always wound up working my birthday. I'm not sure how that worked out, but anyway, I've been to the doctor, and we decided to stop taking some medicine that I was having some side effects from, and fine with me, I tell you. So are there any others we can look at and take off the list?
I had that same conversation with my own doctor.
Well, you know, as you get older, your body changes, and I'm not getting any younger, and I'm still, you know, real active, and still playing a lot of tennis, and but anyway, and I mow my own grass, and that, you know, work out in the yard and that kind of thing. So, okay. And it was something else I was going to tell you, but I forgot what it was. So go ahead.
Come back to you later on. You'll be like, oh, that's what I wanted to say.
That's the way it works. It's really frustrating sometimes because I think it was last night or yesterday afternoon or something, I was talking to somebody and I could not think of a word that I was looking to say, and it never came to me, so I, but you know, I mean, I'm old enough to say it doesn't bother me.
I think I just came to the realization this part of life sometimes, so it doesn't bother me anymore either at this point. I'm trying to find my pen, which I cannot find.
And I'm still working on the antenna, the Hustler BTV, 6 BTV. And I've got the antenna up, but I've got to put some radials on it because it's not doing very well at all, just like it is. Other than 80 meters, everything's tuned. I'm going to have to tune 80 meters, but I just have to be careful because, you know, once you cut that pole, if you cut too much off, you can't stick it back on there.
Definitely understand that. I was thinking about maybe putting up, I've got a quarter wave ground plane antenna that I was thinking about putting up at the house, see how that works out, just to test it out and all that. Not sure to.
What brand antenna is it?
A couple years ago, I don't even remember. It's still sitting in the box.
Yeah, I've got some antennas sitting around. I don't even remember where I got them and who made them. I think, well, one of them is a Larson 6 meter mobile, and I have a 6 meter HT, and I bought the mobile kit for it, so you can just slide the battery off and slide it onto this little piece, and then it has power and the antenna hookup coming off of it, and that's where you know, hook the power and the antenna up, and you got your mobile rig. So I stuck a 6 meter antenna on the other side of the car, of the trunk, and seemed to work really well. Just problem is, not many people are on 6 meters. I think I made two or three contacts the whole time I had it. I finally just said, yeah, I just took it off.
If I ever do decide to put up that a base station, all I got right now is my mobile. And I don't know if I told you, but I recently purchased an Icon 730 Bravo. And that's what I'm talking to you on now, because I used to have the little HT Baofeng UV5R. But people always tell me about the white noise, and I spoke to a guy the other day that was using the same thing, and now I understand what they were telling me about the white noise. It definitely got a lot of it.
I just paid like $25, I think, for my Baofeng. It's supposed to be 8 watts, and that's what they were advertising that it was. And the only thing I've noticed about it is it doesn't receive as well as some of my other 2 meter rigs. But other than that, I mean, transmitting it does fine.
I mean, I found that it worked about the same transmitting and receiving. But actually, I think I probably got a better reception than I did transmitting off of it, to be honest with you. And yeah, I take it you're talking about the UV5R like I've got, because it was advertised as 8 watts too, but I think it's probably closer to 4 or 5.
This much, I mean, you know. But did you try to program any repeaters in there manually?
I had my buddy do it on his computer using off the top of my head program. It's the most common one and free one that you can find. But yeah, we pretty much got. I've got quite a few HTs. He's got a few of them, and he even went and bought himself a mobile rig that he put into an ammo can with a I think it's a diamond antenna like I got, if I'm not mistaken, and he just carries it around. But he doesn't have his license, so he just listens only at the moment. I'm trying to encourage him to go ahead and get his license so he can interact with us.
Never will forget. We used to have, years ago, we had the Greenville Ham Fest at the Greenville Fairgrounds there, almost at the intersection of White Horse and Grove Road. Anyway, the fairgrounds, if you're going north on White Horse Road, the fairgrounds were just beyond that and intersection, and Earl Brennan had the Aston 4000. That was the latest and greatest. For me, it was, because, you know, I didn't have any money. So I saved up $300. I think it was $299. And then I went over to this house later and bought a mobile antenna for it. And I used that thing in the car for years. In fact, I had a slide mount, so I could use it in either one of our cars. It was really neat.
This little setup he's got like a, it almost looks like a lawnmower battery, only smaller, that he hooks it to. And it's a neat little rig he's got. Like I said, he's got it in the ammo can. The battery fits in there. All of his, everything he needs, his microphone, his radio, his battery, all of it fits in the ammo can. And I think you said he spent like $900 on the radio. It's a tri-bander, so you can get HF, UHF, and VHF on it. And it's a nice little setup. I like it.
What bands does he get on the HF?
Not sure of, to be honest with you. I think I've only played with it once or twice, and that's when he first had it set up, and I had just got my license. But it's something if we wanted to, like, go out in the wilderness with, you know, and have a radio that can reach out and touch somebody if we needed it, we might have something, you know. So that's kind of the reason he got it. Like, if we go camping or whatnot, and something happens and we can't get a cell signal, he figured we might need something like that.
You either need a ham radio or a sat phone, one of the two, and they're expensive, and they're expensive to use, so I'd stick with the ham radio myself, but, I kept that Aston for years, and used it at the house, and then I finally sold it, but everything worked on it. It was like a maybe 25 watts, you know, high power. But, I mean, it worked well on all the local repeaters. I never had a problem with it.
Worked pretty well when he takes it outside anyway. In the house, he doesn't really get much of a signal, of course. But, you know, when he helped me put in this radio here in my truck, he was listening in on his radio, but he couldn't... For some reason, I guess maybe it was the proximity or something, but he could not hear me, but he could hear the person that was responding to me when I was testing it out.
It can be too close together if, you know, like if you're sitting side by side in the car, that kind of thing. Or you could have been in a dead zone. I mean, you know, I could pull it to a light and just, or a stop sign, and just totally lose the repeater. I mean, nothing. I can't key it up. I can't hear it. It's crazy.
I was sitting on the trunk of his car, which is parked right next to my truck, probably maybe 15 feet or so. So I'm thinking that might have been why he could not hear me. Like I said, he could hear the guy responding on his radio to me, and I was picking up and everything. I even tried to use his for transmitting just to test it out, but for some reason I couldn't hear anything on my end, and people heard me on the other end using his, so I'm assuming that we were probably just a little too close together when we were testing this thing out.
Well, I'm gonna run into Mr. Salsa here, and I'll be back in a minute if you're gonna be around. But anyway, I gotta get off here for just a minute. KB4CBA.
I think I'm gonna do a little catching up on my news that I do, which is basically what I do whenever I'm here at the river, or whatever. So yeah, I think I'm gonna do that, and I'll talk to you next time. KQ4LOO, I'll be standing by, but good talking to you, brother.
23's KP4CBA.